Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power right at every seat, so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
Statistically, commercial aviation is one of the safest modes of transportation, but things can make the journey interesting from time to time. You're listening to KNKX, and in this encore presentation of Going Places, KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley and 88.5's Ed Ronco talk about some of their more unusual flight experiences.
What's the worst thing you have ever heard a captain say while you were flying?
Uh-oh.
I was coming back from Hawaii in February, and they had a lot of turbulence. There was some kind of hurricane out there, and they actually had injuries flying into one of the Hawaiian islands. So we're flying out, and we're hitting some bumps, and the captain goes, "Wow," over the mic. He goes, "Wow, it's crazy out there tonight. I think it's going to get hairy." And nobody who was sitting there within the cockpit or within the cabin had a clue of the scale of what wow meant,
yeah.
You know, on the scale of 1 to 10, and it's going to get crazy and hairy out there tonight. What did that mean? We're going to fly upside down back to the continent, or
any expression of surprise from a pilot is enough to get my attention.
And what is the funniest thing you've ever heard a captain say?
I had the opportunity to fly in the Goodyear blimp.
And oh, you did?
I did. And
I would love to do that.
And I was with a group of people, and one of the people sitting in the back, you're right there with the pilot. It's a very small cockpit. It's like a van almost. That's how small the basket is. And I was in there, and this lady in the back was a little nervous, and the guy next to her was kind of trying to make her feel more comfortable. And he turned to her and he said, "So, is it your first time in one of these things?" And the pilot, without missing a beat, turned around and said, "Yeah, but I think we're going to be fine."
I think the funniest thing I ever heard was on a flight to London from Seattle. And I was sitting in the back of the plane and the food was being distributed. And I think it was like chicken or, you know, fish or steak or fish. And the captain came on and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, we're running short on steak this evening. So if you're sitting in the rear of the plane, you may not have a choice, but not to worry. Although they sound different, they look different, they taste remarkably the same." Which was just made everyone laugh and diffuse the situation.
Matthew, it's not just funny experiences we have when flying. There can be some legitimately scary times too, right?
I was coming back from Athens to London, and the whole plane was asleep. And it was an old plane. I don't know what it was. It was a jet, probably held like 150 people. And I look out, and everybody's asleep. I'm looking around, everyone's asleep. And all of a sudden, our plane does this really super hard bank right. And I look out. And there's a jet. It looks like it's probably a half mile away, but it looks like you can reach out and touch it. There's another jet. We almost hit another jet. And everybody, as the pilot kind of yanked the plane hard to the right and then to the left, everyone kind of woke up and stopped snorting and snoozing and all that. And I walked up after we stabilized. I walked up, and there was no cockpit door at that time. It was only like those kind of Middle Eastern beads, you know, like they used in the 60s, you know, like old hippie movies.
Well, like Rhoda's apartment.
Right. It was Rhoda's apartment. And I walk in there, and I kind of separate the beads with my hand, and I poke my head through there, and I look at the pilot, and I'm like, "What's going on?" And he goes, and he just started laughing, and he put his finger to his mouth and went, "Shh." And the pilot and the co-pilot were laughing. These two Athenian guys, it was crazy.
All right, listeners, now it's your turn. Tell us your stories about things that have happened in flight. Funny stories, weird stories. You can share them all on our website, knkx.org. Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. He joins us every week to talk about travel. I'm Ed Ronco.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where we look to the skies.
Boing, boing, 707, going, skywardly, heavenly, higher than bluebirds fly.
88.5 KNKX.
Why then, oh, why can't I?
On knkx.org and NPR1.